Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Cleo. Venus in Purva Falguni, first house, lord of third and tenth. Cleo's Venus in the first house in Purva Falguni speaks to a magnetic personal aura, charming, expressive, and innately attuned to beauty, relationship, and creative selfhood. As the ruler of the third house, communication, skills, courage, and the 10th house, career, recognition, public role, this Venus becomes central to her personality, career success, and interpersonal magnetism. Purva Falguni, ruled by Bhaga, is the nakshatra of enjoyment, artistry, and sacred contracts. Venus here enhances Cleo's sensuality, charm, and leadership in aesthetic or relational spheres. She likely has an elegant, graceful presence and may attract others effortlessly. There's a strong urge to be seen, adored, and appreciated, yet it comes from an inner reservoir of creativity and charisma rather than superficiality. As the third lord, Venus blesses her with artistic speech, storytelling flair, and the ability to influence others through charm and soft power. As the 10th lord, this placement enhances her career through Venusian domains, arts, media, beauty, consulting, or diplomacy. She may be called to lead in artistic ventures or be a public figure who embodies grace and harmony. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras' insights, natural allure and leadership ability in creative and relational fields, strong career influence through beauty, charm, and elegant communication, likely success in fashion, performing arts, media, or cultural education, deep desire for romantic partnership, may over-identify with being adored, leadership expressed through pleasure, elegance, and emotional generosity. Venus in Purva Falguni makes Cleo a radiant figure, someone whose very being inspires connection, creativity, and celebration. Her challenge lies in anchoring self-worth beyond admiration and using her natural magnetism to uplift, lead, and create enduring harmony in both personal and professional realms. Moon in Purva Falguni, first house, lord of 12th. Cleo's moon in the first house in Purva Falguni reflects a deeply emotive and artistically expressive personality, one who moves through life with warmth, magnetism, and an emotional need to be seen and cherished. As the ruler of the 12th house, loss, spirituality, dreams, subconscious, this moon adds a layer of dreamy detachment, inner yearning, and subtle intuition to her outwardly charming persona. Purva Falguni, ruled by Bhaga, is the nakshatra of pleasure, sensuality, and creative fertility. The moon here enhances Cleo's emotional charisma. She may possess an almost theatrical quality in the way she expresses her feelings, connecting easily with others through storytelling, music, or performance. There is also a strong inclination toward leisure, beauty, and emotional indulgence, making her presence both soothing and celebratory. With the 12th lord placed in the first, Cleo may often feel like she's living between two worlds, outwardly radiant and inwardly mystical. Her emotions are tied to solitude, spiritual longing, or subconscious memories that shape how she relates to her body, image, and identity. She might experience phases of emotional withdrawal or emotional escapism through art, sleep, or romantic fantasy. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights, emotional identity deeply tied to beauty, love, and soulful expression. Emotional healing through music, art, sacred rituals, or creative partnerships. Possible past life memory of priestess roles or spiritual artistic service. Prone to emotional codependency or attachment to idealized relationships. Drawn to emotional retreats, fantasy, or divine feminine traditions. The moon in Purva Falguni gifts Cleo with a luminous emotional presence that attracts and nurtures, but also tests her ability to self-soothe and stay anchored. Her evolution lies in using her emotional richness not just for validation, but for compassionate leadership, creative mastery, and soulful healing. Saturn in Hasta, second house, lord of 6th and 7th. Cleo's Saturn in the second house in Hasta reveals a karmic journey centered on stabilizing her voice, values, and self-worth through disciplined communication and practical service. As the lord of the 6th house, conflict, service, health, and the seventh house, partnerships, contracts. This Saturn ties her material security and speech patterns to responsibility in relationships, duty-bound work, and karmic healing of imbalance. Hasta, ruled by Savitar, the solar deity, brings themes of skillful hands, healing rituals, and clever craftsmanship. Saturn here instills a need to work methodically through the spoken word or value-based systems, whether through teaching, healing, or restoring fairness. She may have a reserved speech style early in life, with slow but steady improvement in her ability to express herself with impact and clarity. With Saturn ruling the seventh and placed in the second, Cleo's partnerships are heavily karmic, perhaps marked by delay, duty, or service-oriented dynamics. There may be lessons around earning respect in marriage, setting boundaries in speech, or healing wounds related to financial dependence or past life relational debts. The sixth house rulership also suggests that she may find her voice while facing challenges, becoming an advocate for justice, healing, or routine mastery. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights, early restraint in speech or financial expression matures into wise, structured voice. Karmic tests around relationships involving fairness, work, or duty. Gifts in healing through voice, mantras, counseling, ritual arts, challenges with self-worth and money tied to service or over-responsibility. Craft-based or service-based wealth through perseverance and patience. Saturn in Hasta grounds Cleo's beauty and charm in practical wisdom, teaching her that true value comes not from what is seen, but what is spoken with integrity, built with skill, and honored through sacred service. Her voice, once refined, becomes a tool of precision, healing, and quiet authority. Jupiter in Hasta, second house, lord of fifth and eighth. Cleo's Jupiter in the second house in Hasta reveals a generous, spiritually infused approach to speech, values, and wealth, combined with a karmic destiny to teach, heal, and rebuild through communication and precision. As lord of the fifth house, intelligence, creativity, children, and the eighth house, transformation, occult, shared resources, Jupiter here carries both luminous creative intelligence and profound transformative depth. Hasta, ruled by Savitar, emphasizes skilled hands, ritual precision, and the crafting of reality through focused effort. Jupiter in this nakshatra enhances Cleo's gift for sacred speech. She may have a naturally inspiring voice, a talent for mantras, or a compelling presence as a teacher or advisor. Her values are ethical and service-oriented, and she likely sees wealth as something to be earned through wisdom and then shared with devotion. With Fifth Lord Jupiter in the second, Cleo possesses the blessings of refined creative intelligence, excellent teaching abilities, and eloquence, especially in spiritual or healing domains. As the Eighth Lord, Jupiter also deepens her connection to the occult, hidden knowledge, and emotional regeneration. Her words carry healing power, and her ability to support others in times of loss or transformation is one of her quiet superpowers. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, gifted teacher or speaker, especially in spiritual, creative, or healing settings, wealth through counseling, education, sacred arts, or community leadership, strong intuitive wisdom expressed through speech, storytelling, or mantra, past life merit connected to healing with hands, herbs, or words, inheritance of occult, ritual, or spiritual wisdom, often maternal or ancestral. Jupiter in Hasta gives Cleo the potential to be a radiant voice of compassion, order, and sacred tradition. Her dharma lies in crafting truth with care, whether through guiding children, advising communities, or channeling ancient wisdom through modern speech. In time, her presence becomes a temple, structured, warm, and nourishing to all who seek her light. Ketu in Uttara Ashada, sixth house, lord of fourth. Cleo's Ketu in the sixth house in Uttara Ashada marks a soul deeply karmically embedded in themes of service, discipline, and spiritual detachment from everyday conflicts. As the ruler of the fourth house, home, inner peace, mother, Ketu's placement here speaks to past life mastery in caregiving, domestic order, or emotional resilience, and a present life call to serve with detachment, humility, and inner fortitude. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Vishwadevs, universal principles, bestows nobility, long-term victory, and truth-based endurance. Ketu in this nakshatra strips away the egoic pride often linked to self-sacrifice and replaces it with a quiet dharmic strength. Cleo may naturally operate behind the scenes in service-based roles or healing work, preferring duty over drama and finding peace in routines that align with higher purpose. As the fourth lord, Kadu's position in the sixth can indicate a disconnect from early emotional nurturing, perhaps a subtle loss of maternal closeness, or a sense that home was more functional than emotionally rich. Yet it also shows a soul drawn to restore balance through helping others, often in healthcare, social work, or conflict resolution. She may feel emotionally sustained by solitude, spiritual service, or acts of quiet repair. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, detachment from drama, natural gravitation toward karmic service roles, quiet endurance through personal health challenges or service demands, emotionally sustained through spiritual discipline or acts of integrity, past life experience in caregiving, housekeeping, or healing professions, challenges with feeling at home internally, resolved through sacred routines. Ketu in Uttara Ashada equips Cleo with silent strength. She is the one who carries the lamp in darkened corridors, resolving, cleansing, and restoring order. Though she may never seek praise, her presence heals imbalance wherever she serves, offering others the peace she's been learning to claim for herself. Mars in Ardra, 11th house, Lord of 4th and 9th. Cleo's Mars in the 11th house in Ardra infuses her social world with dynamic intensity, sharp intellect, and a karmic mission tied to emotional truth and transformative leadership within networks or communities. As the ruler of the 4th house, emotional roots, home, and 9th house, Dharma, higher wisdom, teachers, Mars here activates a deep drive to protect her inner values while boldly expressing her beliefs in public or collaborative spaces. Ardra, ruled by Rudra, the storm god, brings themes of emotional upheaval, destruction of illusions, and rebirth through clarity. Mars in this nakshatra makes Cleo a fearless reformer, someone unafraid to cut through deception, call out injustice, or take bold action to protect collective ideals. Her courage in group settings may come across as provocative, but it's rooted in a powerful sense of truth and inner moral compass. With Fourth Lord Mars in the 11th, Cleo might find emotional fulfillment through activism, social causes, or communities that mirror her spiritual values. As Ninth Lord, this Mars also suggests she's destined to take bold steps in spiritual learning, possibly as a teacher or reformer. Her friendships and long-term goals may involve intense loyalty, but also potential conflict, especially when personal philosophy or truth is challenged. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, social reformer or activist energy speaks boldly on behalf of the underrepresented. Leadership in emotionally intense group environments, strong karmic ties to teachers, spiritual institutions, or homes disrupted by ideology. Friends may act as spiritual catalysts or ideological challengers. Emotional healing through action-based dharma, coaching, teaching, building. Mars in Ardra grants Cleo the fire of righteous rebellion. She's meant to wield courage like a scalpel, precise, fearless, and transformative. Whether through spiritual community work, educational activism, or dharmic leadership, her legacy is one of cutting through illusion to reveal emotional truth and collective healing. Sun in Ashlesha, 12th house, Lord of First. Cleo's sun in the 12th house in Ashlesha indicates a powerful inner identity shaped by deep emotional insight, hidden spiritual strength, and karmic detachment from worldly validation. As the lord of the first house, self, physical body, life path, the sun here defines her core essence, but expresses it inwardly through solitude, spiritual seeking, and psychological understanding, rather than public prominence. Ashlesha, ruled by the serpent deity Naga, is a nakshatra of coiled energy, mysticism, and emotional entrapment transformation. The sun in this lunar mansion gives Cleo an intense, magnetic presence that's often hidden. Her power emerges in private spaces, in therapeutic conversations, or within sacred settings. She may wrestle with identity confusion or ego dissolution early in life, but this fuels her growth into a wise, intuitive guide. As First Lord in the 12th, Cleo's path is one of spiritual refinement. Her sense of self matures through seclusion, dream work, ancestral healing, or mystic arts. She may carry a strong karmic link to spiritual traditions, foreign lands, or healing practices that work beneath the surface. Health, sleep, and boundaries become sacred portals to understanding her solar essence. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, identity rooted in secrecy, healing, and emotional intelligence. strong mystic, therapeutic, or yogic potential, especially in solitude. Karmic themes of ego loss, power struggles, and emotional boundaries. Protective and healing energy toward family or spiritual communities. Destiny linked to subtle influence, healing others while remaining behind the scenes. Sun in Ashlesha makes Cleo a guardian of hidden light. Her strength doesn't roar, it coils, it waits, it watches. And when activated, it heals through presence, through energy, and through the quiet unraveling of illusion. Her dharma lies in guiding others through emotional entrapment towards soulful liberation. Mercury in Pushya, 12th house, Lord of 2nd and 11th. Cleo's Mercury in the 12th house in Pushya reveals a subtle, spiritually attuned intelligence that operates best in quiet spaces, reflective solitude, or service-based environments. As ruler of the 2nd house, speech, values, finances, and 11th house, networks, gains, aspirations, Mercury here bridges her inner world with how she communicates, earns, and contributes to society, but often in hidden, unrecognized, or spiritual contexts. Pushya, ruled by Brihaspati Jupiter, brings a nurturing, disciplined, and highly devotional quality to Mercury. In this nakshatra, Mercury speaks with softness and maturity. Cleo may have an instinct for healing words, sacred language, or counseling, particularly in emotionally sensitive environments. She likely holds wisdom that is ancient yet practical, and her thoughts may be deeply influenced by her dreams, memories, or spiritual downloads. With 2nd Lord Mercury in the 12th, her voice is refined and subtle, perhaps used in prayer, writing, or guidance rather than public debate. As 11th Lord, Mercury links her long-term gains to spiritual communities, charity work, or behind-the-scenes contributions. She might experience material detachment or cycles of financial ebb and flow, but inner richness grows through service, sacrifice, and devotion. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, speech may be reserved, poetic, or used for healing and teaching quietly. Financial gains through spiritual work, nonprofit roles, or hidden talents. Strong ability to advise or mentor behind the scenes, trusted by few, valued deeply. Inner conflict between worldly success and soul-aligned contribution. Deep karmic link to mantra, scriptural study, sacred language, or intuitive downloads, Mercury in Pushya blesses Cleo with the wisdom of sacred service. Her intellect isn't about rapid debate, it's about resonance, timing, and spiritual nourishment. She is meant to speak not always to crowds, but to souls, guiding them gently toward insight, healing, and peace. Rahu in Pushya, 12th house, co-lord of 7th. Cleo's Rahu in the 12th house in Pushya points to a karmic journey of deep emotional integration through hidden service, spiritual detachment, and intense relationship transformation. As co-lord of the 7th house, partnerships, contracts, public image, Rahu here intensifies her desire for meaningful connections, yet simultaneously entangles her in illusions, spiritual tests, and hidden emotional contracts within those very relationships. Pushya, ruled by Brihaspati, Jupiter, is a nakshatra of nourishment, sacred duty, and spiritual discipline. Rahu, the planet of obsession and expansion, feels out of place in this deeply devotional domain, yet this tension gives Cleo powerful growth opportunities. She may feel compulsively drawn to serve, rescue, or merge in relationships, only to face emotional exhaustion or spiritual crisis that demands withdrawal and self-inquiry. As 7th Lord Rahu resides in the 12th, Cleo's partnerships may involve past life entanglements, foreign or spiritually oriented partners, or situations that feel simultaneously destined and draining. She might encounter intense attraction to relationships that are private, taboo, or sacrificial in nature. True evolution for her lies in transforming obsession into devotion and external longing into internal wholeness. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, karmic attraction to spiritual, emotionally complex, or unavailable partners. Strong intuitive and psychic energy activated through solitude or partnership loss. Tendency to overgive in relationships. Learns emotional boundaries through withdrawal. Professional and emotional growth through behind-the-scenes spiritual service. Lessons in turning emotional dependency into sacred discipline and selfless love. Rahu in Pushya urges Cleo to redefine what nourishment means, teaching her that fulfillment doesn't come from external validation or romantic immersion, but through inner alignment, emotional maturity, and sacred solitude. When integrated, this placement gives her the power to heal herself, and quietly others through the grace of presence and devotion.